今天早上我们在这个地方纪念主。
We came to remember the Lord this morning at His table.
然后在这里唱诗歌敬拜神。
And while we were singing and worshiping God.
是一件很美的经历。
And to me, that's a beautiful experience.
今天我要跟大家讲的题目。
And the topic I will share with you today.
叫做爱的转化。
It's talk about the transformation.And transpiration of love.
求神帮助我们。
And may God help us.
透过他的话语。
Through His own words.
让我们可以更深入的到他的心意当中。
Then we can understand His heart better.
可以更完全的知道他在我们的人生当中的计划。
And more completely, we have an understanding of His plan for us.
有的时候好像是一个点一个点一个点。
A lot of time, our understanding of God's plan is like spots.Points.
但是有的时候，如果有的时候圣灵会光照人。
But if the Holy Spirit enlightens in our heart,
好像把散落的一些点。
It's like He's able to connect all the loose dots.
好像散落一地的珍珠。
Just like the pearls that's scattered around on the ground.
当中有一条看不见的线把它串起来。
There is this invisible string that will connect all pearls.
一颗一颗的珍珠就变成一条项链。
And when you connect all pearls together, it becomes a beautiful necklace.
它可以佩戴。
Something you can wear on yourself.
它可以彰显更大神同在的荣耀。
And manifest greater glory of God.
珍珠还是珍珠。
The pearls remain to be pearls.
但是因为不同的排列。
But because this new arrangement.
不同的组合。
And different composition.
我们看到它不同的面向。
And we can see different aspects of those pearls.
就求神做成这样子的工作在我们当中。
And we pray that God will do so this morning.
我们先有一点时间来祷告。
Let's spend some time pray.
亲爱的主，我们在天上的父神。
Oh, our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus.
谢谢你让我们同工弟兄姐妹来到你的面前。
Thank you for bringing us here.
主，让我们纪念你。
We come together to remember you.
让我们在这里的聚集。
To remember our gathering here for you.
都不是突然的。
We're not doing this in vain.
每一个主日，当我们来到你的面前的时候。
When we come to you every Lord's Day.
每一个主日，在我们的生命当中，你有你的心意。
And every Lord's Day, you have a plan for us.
你有你的安排跟计划。
You have your own way of doing things.
你有你的祝福跟供应。
You have your new blessings and provision.
你是按时分粮的神。
And you timely provide food.
你昨日今日直到永远不改变。
And you are the God that yesterday, today, and forever are the same.
但是在这个不改变的当中。
And in this unchanging God.
你让我们对你的认识是渐进的。
Our knowledge of you is changing and improving.
而且让我们一点一滴慢慢的是更完全的。
And little by little, our knowledge can become complete.
一直到最后，我们要全然像你。
Until at the end, we should be just like you.
我们知道在这个过程中
，and we know in this transformation process,
我们需要不断的长进。
We need to continue to grow.
我们要快跑来跟随你。
And we want to run after you.
我们不断的要被你来吸引。
And we need to be drawn by you continuously.
求求你的圣灵
，Therefore, Holy Spirit,
可以一步一步的引导我们
，guide us step by step.
以至于在我们的身上，你的心意满足为止。
So that your plan on us can be fulfilled.
我们等候你。
Lord, we wait upon you. We long for you.
求你亲自对我们说话。
Yes, Lord, speak to us.
这样子的祈求祷告。
We pray like this.
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 刚刚我们的诗歌当中在唱的时候。
And one of the songs when we were singing.
讲到哥哥他。
Talk about on the Calvary.
讲到十字架。
Talk about the cross.
讲到耶稣基督的舍命跟代赎。
And talk about his salvation, his redemption, and his sacrifice.
就让我想起在几年前。
And that really reminded me.
有一个机会我到以色列去。
How a few years ago I went to Israel.
我常常听到有人在辩论。
I heard debates like that quite often.
就是去过以色列跟没有去过以色列的基督徒在辩论。
There's a debate among Christians who have visited Israel versus Christians who have not visited Israel.
还没有去过的人。
Those who have not visited Israel.
他们就是不晓得去过会怎么样。
They didn't know how it would be if they had visited Israel.
但是当他们听到很多从以色列耶路撒冷回来的人。
Yet, when they heard the report from those who have returned from Jerusalem.
他们很兴奋地说。
And how they were so excited.
哇，到了那个地方感觉自己的灵更容易受感动。
How they were so touched when they visited Israel.
然后有的人形容。
Some people describe their trip.
以前读圣经好像是黑白影片。
So you know, in the past, before I visited Israel, when I read the Bible, it's like black and white movie.
但是去到那个地方再读圣经，好像是变成彩色版了。
And after I returned from my trip, now Bible is like a color vision.
当他们这样讲的时候，他们很显然是活在一种态度、一种光景里面。
And then you could tell they were in a different realm, a condition.
是在另外一个不一样的体会跟经历里面。
They have a different level of understanding and experience.
但是还没有去过的人。
For those who have not visited Israel.
有的人会不以为然。
Some may disagree with that point of view.
我就不相信。
They say, I just don't believe.
人到了耶路撒冷就会更属灵。
That people can become more spiritual just by visiting Jerusalem.
到了那边就会更爱主。
And people will turn, their love will grow more if they visit.
神是无所不在的。
Because God is everywhere.
神的真理是永不改变的。
And God's truth remains unchanged.
是放诸四海皆准的。
And that is the same everywhere you go.
所以我在这里同样可以这么爱主。
So even not going to Jerusalem, I can still love God here.
所以我常常在体会两方的讲法。
And I always heard debates like that.
其实都有道理。
And I think they both are right.
但是我觉得可能要用另外一个眼光来看这件事情。
And I want to observe that from a different point of view.
我还没有去以前。
Before I went to Jerusalem.
我也觉得我很体会很明白。
And I felt that I had enough knowledge and feeling and experience about God.
不过毕竟那个是一个体会。
But that is just staying in the level of feelings.
当我们到以色列，当然一定会到耶路撒冷。
When I visit Israel, we went to Jerusalem.
到耶路撒冷，你一定会到哥哥他。
And when you went to Jerusalem, you will go visit Calvary.
那你到哥哥他，你就一定会到当年耶稣基督被钉在十字架。
And when you went to Calvary, you will go to the site where Jesus was crucified.
的那一个地方。
The very place.
那个地方现在已经不是荒凉的野地了。
And that place is no longer a desolate wild wilderness.
那个山顶上是有一块大磐石。
Instead, replaced with those wilderness is a big rock.
那大磐石当中是挖了一个深的洞。
And there is a hole in the middle of the rock.
耶稣基督是先被平放在十字架上。钉上去。
You know, initially Jesus was laid flat on the cross before he was lifted up.
然后再把这个十字架插到这个洞里面去。
They need to put nail through his hands and feet, and then they lift him up.
然后把这个十字架立起来。
And they will lift him the cross up.
现在那个十字架已经不见了。
Of course, the cross is no longer there.
但是那个磐石还在。
Yet the rock upon which he was lay flat was still there.
那一块磐石就放在一个大教堂的前面。
And that rock is now placed in front of a church.
应该来说不是把磐石拿起来放在教堂。
Actually, they didn't move that rock.
而是在那个磐石的坐落之处成为一个教堂的一个台前啊。
Instead, they built a church right in the back of the rock.
按照这个格局往后延伸变成一个教堂。
In accordance with the shape of the rock, they build a church around it.
所以会有很多的游客想要靠近。
So a lot of tourists would like to visit that place.
那这一块磐石他们用一个玻璃罩把它罩起来。
And they now protect the rock with glass. Glass shell.
你可以看见。
So you can see it.
那游客到前面来的时候。
So when tourists visit that place.
才发现。
They realize.
原来这个罩子当中还有开一个圆圆的洞。
And they have a little round opening on the glass.
然后当你一直排队到第一个的时候。
And when you finally you lined up when it's your turn to be the front of the line.
你可以有短短的时间。
You will be given a few like moments or minutes.
可以把你的手伸到那个罩子里面去。
And you are allowed to stretch your hand into the hole.
去触摸那一个磐石。
To touch the rock.
你可以亲眼看到当年十字架立在的那一个洞穴。
And you can see the hole, you know, where the cross was put in back in Jesus' time.
当我往前去的时候。
When I moved forward with the crowd.
当我跪在那个地方。
When I knelt before the rock.
当我用颤抖的心颤动的手。
With a trembling heart and trembling hand.
透过那个玻璃罩，我伸手去触摸到那个磐石的时候。
And I stretched my hand and touched the rock through the hole.
我看到那个磐石的缝隙。
And I saw that hole in the rock.
我就抬头仰望。
And I look up to the sky.
然后我就想到当年耶稣就是钉在这一个地方。
And I look up and imagine how Jesus was lifted up at his days.
然后他的鲜血是透过这个十字架的木柱一直往下滴流。
How his blood dripped down.
就慢慢地渗到这个磐石的缝隙里。
Through the cross and into the hole.
当我触摸的时候。
So when I touched the rock.
我的心里是很激动的。
And I was very moved, emotionally moved.
就是一句话。
And there was this sentence appeared in my heart.
就在这里。
Right here.
两千年前就是这个地方。
2000 some years ago at this place.
真实的这一个地方。
Indeed, it happened.
耶稣基督他道成肉身。
Jesus, the Son of God, became a man.
在两千年前。
In about 2000 years ago.
他就决定要在这里要爱我这一个人。
He was determined to love a sinner like me.
我在哪里还很遥远。
Where was I at that time? Far away.
但是他已经用他的生命付出代价在这里。
But with his own life, he gave.
就在这里。
Right here, this place.
好像是一个爱的教会。
It's like a teaching of his love.
虽然我的时间很短。
Even though I was only given a short moment.
但是在那一个很短暂的时间里面。
But in that short moment,
我闭上眼睛。
I closed my eyes.
与爱我的耶稣基督
，and may the God who loves me，
在那一个地方心灵爱的相会
，and I had a fellowship in love with my God。
我想那个印象会让我永远不能忘记
，and this is a memory I will never lose。
那是一个爱的起点
，to me that's the beginning of love。
所以当我回来了以后
，So after I returned from that trip，
确实每一次我在读圣经的时候
，Every time when we read the Bible，
我有一个更深、更真实的体会。
I do have a deeper, more real understanding。
我想中国人说百闻不如一见
，Just like the Chinese saying， you can hear it 100 times， but not as good as you see it once。
可能就是这个道理。
I think that's exactly what it means.
我想那个并不是更不更属灵的问题。
It's really not a matter if I become more spiritual.
我想有的时候爱是一种生命的经历。
But love, a lot of times, is an experience of life.
你知道。
You know it.
跟你经历到是不一样的。
Versus experiencing are totally different.
知道你可以有很多的想象。
You know something, then you can imagine how it is about.
就像我告诉你餐厅的饭有多好吃。
Just I can tell you a certain restaurant serves great food.
我可以形容到你口水滴出来。
I can describe how delicious it until you drool.
但是你的肚子还是饿的。
But you remain hungry.
但是你有机会进到里面好好坐下来享用一餐。
Only if you have a chance to visit the place and have taste of the place.
当你走出去的时候。
When you finish eating.
不需要有人跟你讲。
No one needs to tell you more.
你很清楚的知道。
Because very clearly you will know.
是多么的满足，多么的好。
How delicious and how satisfied you are.
所以有的时候我想，属灵的经历。
A lot of times spiritual experiences.
对我们来说是有这一个意义。
Are meaningful in that aspect.
我们来看这一处的经文。
So we want to read this passage together.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第七节到二十一节。
Verse 7 to 21.
我们是中英文。
We can, yeah. Okay. 一起念没关系。
好。
We can read it together.
好。等一下哦。我们一起来念哈。
Let's read them together.
亲爱的弟兄啊
Let us
我们应当彼此相爱。因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生并且认识神没有爱心的就不认识神因为神就是爱神差他独生子来到世间使我们借着他得爱神乃是神爱我们差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭
这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。好，我们来思想爱的转化。
Let's meditate upon this, the transformation of love.
我们来到神的面前纪念主。
When we come to the Lord to remember Him.
就像我刚刚讲到，当我到各个他去的时候。
Just like what I just shared when I went to Calvary, Golgotha.
我们跟那位爱我们的主相遇。
I met with this God who loves me.
因为他是爱的源头。
Because He is the source of love.
那是一个爱的起点。
And that is the beginning of all love.
所以我们认识他。
So if we know Him.
我们接受他。
We accept Him.
我们得着他。
We have Him.
是不是停留在那里就够了？
Do we just stay at that stage?
如果只是停留在那里，
If we stay at that phase,
那基督教所要创造的是一个修道院，
Then all the Christianity world will be just like a monk's place.
只要相信神的人就好像离开这个世界，
And those who love God will depart from the world.
好像彼得、雅各跟约翰，
Just like Peter, John,
当他们跟耶稣上山看到耶稣变相的时候，
When they went with Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration,
哇，他说好的无比啊。
They said, wow, this is wonderful.
他不想改变那个现况。
And they did not want to leave that room.
因为我们好就好了。
Because they felt just satisfied.
所以我们就住在这里，不要再回下去了。
Why don't we just stay here? Don't go back down.
但是耶稣说不行，我们还要下去。
But Jesus says, no, we need to go down.
就好像摩西在西乃山与神相会。
Just like when Moses met with God on Mount Sinai.
他与神相会到脸会发光。
And he met with God so that his face, his countenance reflects God's glory.
但是他不是永远停留在那里。
But he could not just stay in that condition.
他还要下山回到百姓当中。
He had to come down to be and return among his people.
所以我们看到神自己本身。
And for God himself.
他说太初有道，道与神同在。
And he is the word. In the beginning there is a word, and the word was with God.
那道已经就是在天上很崇高的地位。
So that word was already in the heavenly realm, a high place.
他已经在宝座上。
It's where the throne of God is.
他可以永远停留在那里。
That word can stay and remain there.
但是他不以那个为满足。
But that word is not satisfied.
他还要道成肉身来到人世间。
Until the word became flesh, came among people.
所有的这一切不断的在提醒我们一件很重要的事。
And all these examples are telling us.
爱不只是停留在与神的独处。
The love should not stay in a condition that you just spend time and enjoy it with God alone.
那个爱要进入到你的生命里面。
That love needs to enter into our life.
然后从你的生命流露出去。
And flow out through our life.
而且流露出去可以传递到别人的生命。
And this love can be passed on from one to the other.
然后可以让被接触到的人他也转化成为一个有爱的生命。
And that love will transform those who receive this love and they can also in turn pass that love out.
然后让这一个人再往更远的地方去。
So this love can continuously travel.
所以爱可以成为一种转化。
Therefore love can transform.
我们先来看一下爱有几种特征。
And there are a few characteristics of love.
第一个，爱它是在互动的关系。
First, love is revealed in interaction with people.
一个人不可能关起门来。
You can't just shut the door.
然后自己跟自己。
And love yourself. And interact with yourself.
然后说我爱是我爱人我爱谁我爱神然后但是把自己封闭起来。
But still claim that I love God and I love people.
因为如果没有互动的关系你那个爱是没有一个机会流通。
Love cannot flow out without interaction with others.
所以爱一定是存在于不同的个体当中。
Therefore, love resides with different individuals.
第二个爱的特征就是说，它是有对象的。
Second characteristic is that love needs to have an object.
有的人说我爱国家。
One may say, I love my country.
有的人说我爱这个环境，爱这个世界。
And some people say, I love this world, or I love this community.
我爱人们。
Or I love people in general.
对，但是他没有办法界定他的对象。
Yet, this object is not clearly defined when you say something like that.
口号很空泛的。
It becomes just a slogan, very vain.
但是你看约翰福音三章十六节。
And look at John 3:6.
耶稣
3:16.
圣经里面讲到说神爱世人。
It talks about how God loves the world.
他爱不是说全部的全世界上的人那样子的讲法。
And he just say, I love all the people.
他是爱全世界上的每一个 individual.
But he loves every individual in this world.
所以他是爱每一个个人，他认识你的名字，他在你的生命中有计划，他晓得你的需要，他有安排，他有一份爱的一个过程在你的生命。
And God loves every individual very clearly. He knows your name and He has a plan for each one of us.
然后第三个，爱它必须要有一个过程，所以产生一个爱的经历。
Thirdly, God, love needs to have a process. Therefore, we will experience Him.
就像我们当父母亲的。
Just like us parents.
我们不可能远远的看着我们的婴孩说我爱你我爱你我爱你。
You cannot be just beholding your baby in the distance and say, oh, I love you, I love you.
然后他就在你的这种心意当中不断的成长。
And that just by expressing love that way, the baby will grow?
没有。
It doesn't happen that way.
你需要放下身段。
Instead, you need to humble yourself.
你去帮他换尿片。
You have to change his dirty diaper.
你去喂他喝奶。
You need to feed him or her.
你去帮他洗澡。
You need to bathe him or her.
就像一个仆人一样的，不断的去伺候他，照料他。
You need to serve your baby just like you were his servant.
满足他的需要。
To satisfy all his needs.
他哭的时候，你要安慰他。
When he cries, you need to comfort him.
他笑的时候，你陪他欢喜。
When he smiles, you rejoice together.
所以除了生理上的需要，他长大，你要陪他读书，你要陪他做功课，你要陪他学习很多的东西。
And as he grows, you need to by his side help him to learn to be educated in many many aspects.
甚至他长大以后找对象。
Even after he is fully grown, he needs to look for a spouse.
你为他关心。
And you still need to care for that.
他的婚姻有需要有问题的时候。
And after he's married, and there's issues in his marriage.
给他很多的忠告。
And you still need to be his coach on the side.
当他初为人母的人父人母的时候。
When he has his own children.
这祖父母的那个爱还是在不断的流露出来。
And you as the grandparents will continue to show that love.
所有的这个就是一个过程，一个经历。
And from the beginning of the baby's birth till that point, it's like a process.
所以如果把这个经历拿掉
，If you take away that process,
只有讲到爱，那是空洞的。
You just talk about the word love, then it's very empty.
好，第四个
，Fourthly,
爱的特征
，The fourth characteristic of love
爱是需要能力的
，is that love takes power.
很多人想到爱是一种理想。
Many times our idea about love is very ideal.
但是受到考验的时候。
But when this love is tested.
或者是受到挑战的时候。
Or challenged.
或 或者好像你好心没好报。
Or when you love, people do not return you love.
或者你会判定这个人不值得爱，这个人值得爱。
Or you would decide this one's lovable, that one's not worthy of my love.
对那些不值得，你认为不值得爱的人，你真是一点能力都没有。
And to those whom you feel not worthy of your love, you feel very strengthless before that person.
你觉得你的爱在你的生命，在你的心里破产了。
It's like your love filed a bankruptcy facing that kind of people.
对，是对谁都可以对他。算了吧。
Yeah, I can love this, 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 but not this one.
所以爱是需要有能力的。
Therefore, it takes power.
我们再看一下第五个。
The fifth characteristic of love.
爱是需要有一个榜样。
Is that you need to have an example.
因为如果没有一个榜样在你的前面。
Without an example before us.
很多的时候我们不晓得怎么去反应。
And a lot of time we don't know how to react.
我们不晓得怎么去做决定。
And we don't know how to make a decision.
就像彼得。
Just like Peter.
他按照他自己的理想。
According his own idea.
他告诉耶稣说。
He told Jesus.
我的弟兄得罪我。
So what if my brother offended me?
中国人说事不过三。
Chinese has saying said that you can only forgive people's wrong
3 times. 我们犹太人说七次。
And Peter said, we Jewish go 7 times.
所以我原谅他七次已经够了吧。
So, what if I forgive somebody 7 times? Isn't that enough?
够完全了吧。
Isn't that perfect enough?
所以按照自己的想法。
That was his own idea.
那是没有榜样的。
Because he had no example before him.
但是耶稣给他一个很完全的榜样。
But Jesus became that perfect example for Peter.
那为了要让他了解那个榜样里面的内涵。
To in order for Peter to understand the contents of that.
所以耶稣跟他说不是七次。
So Jesus replied by saying, it's not 7 times.
70个7次。
But 70 times 7.
所以有很多人说。
Therefore, a lot of people said.
耶稣的教导很难做。
It's so hard to follow Jesus' teaching.
为什么他说人家打你的左边，连右边也给他打
？Why did Jesus say if people slap on your left cheek, turn to your right cheek toward them?
哎，不，可能是左边或右边。
It doesn't matter which side, one side or the other.
总而言之，就是心甘情愿的。
But willingly let people abuse you one more time.
来接受这些羞辱。
To receive insults.
坦白说，按照人的本性，这是做不到的。
That is really against our very human nature.
事实上，耶稣并不是在讲一个我们做不到而强迫我们去做的。
Jesus is not asking us to do something that we are not able to do.
其实，当耶稣讲这个教训的时候
，When Jesus said that，
他是要提醒大家。
He was reminding us.
注意看，那就是我。
Look at me.
那个就是我要用这样子的爱来爱你。
That's the kind of love that I have for you.
这个就是一个爱的一个榜样。
He himself is our example of love.
第六。
Six.
爱是一个决定。
Love is a decision we make.
它是一个意志的选择。
It takes the willpower to choose to do so.
它不是一个感觉而已。
It's not a feeling.
很多的时候我们觉得我们感觉好的时候，我们可以喜欢，可以爱一个人。
Sometimes we can love someone because we feel good today.
但是如果感觉不好，心情不好。
If I don't feel good today.
或者是这一个人让我感觉好像不是我的那一种 type 的话。
Or if I meet with someone it's not my type.
我就不爱他。
Then I just can't love him.
其实如果神用这样子的态度来看我们。
Imagine if that's how God decides whom He will love.
我想我们没有一个人是值得他爱。
And I think no one is worthy of God's love.
是配得他爱。
We are not worthy of His love.
但是圣经里面讲到。
But Bible tells us.
神定义。
God was determined.
因为爱世人的缘故。
Because His love for the world.
把耶稣基督当成赎罪的祭。
He was determined to let his son Jesus be the atoning sacrifice.
而且当耶稣基督来的时候
，So when Jesus came into the world,
他自己也说
，Jesus said himself,
他既然爱他们
，I love them,
就定义爱他们到底
，And I will love them all the way to the end.
那个爱到底的那个爱
，And his love that's all the way to the end,
就是一种选择
，It's a choice,
就是一个意志的坚持
，It's a willpower choice.
那个坚持就是。只要我还活着
，and that willpower is that as long as I live，
只要我还可以
，and as long as I can，
我绝不改变
，I will not change，
这是很固执的
，and that was a very stubborn choice，
就好像雅歌书里面
，just like the Song of Songs said，
说到爱比死还要坚强
，his love is stronger than death，
所以这是一个意志的选择。
So that was a choice by his willpower.
并不是喜好的问题。
Whether he likes it or not.
所以有的时候
，A lot of times，
爱是恒久忍耐。
We say love is long suffering.
这个忍耐啊，是很辛苦的一件事情。
And that patience is very difficult.
但是除了忍耐以外，还有一个更辛苦的事。
You know, to be patient is one thing. There's something harder than that.
就是在每一次的爱的忍耐里面。
It's every time when you patiently love.
你还要带着恩慈。
You also need to have kindness.
啊，这个是很不容易啊。
And that's harder.
我还单身的时候，我不太能理解这个事情。
And I really couldn't fully comprehend that when I was single.
我是很年轻就当传道人。
I became a minister when I was very young.
当我27岁的时候。
When I was 27.
就开始在教会讲道。
I started serving and speaking in the church.
所以那个时候我讲，哥林多前书十三章。
And I remember I shared First Corinthians chapter 13.
我讲爱的真谛。
The meaning of love.
然后哇，讲的中规中矩。
And I think I did a pretty decent job.
然后讲的头头是道。
And very organized teaching.
散会了以后，传道人就要站在门口。
And after the meeting was over, it was our tradition that we speaker has to stand by the door to wave everybody goodbye.
一个一个跟大家握手。
So I shook people's hand and say goodbye for the day.
有个老弟兄到我面前来。
And once a senior brother came to me.
他说：“哦，高弟兄，你道讲的真不错。”
He said, "Brother Gao, you did a good job teaching today."
如果他停在那里，我会很高兴。
And actually, I think that's good if he stopped his comment there.
补了一句。
But he said one more sentence.
但是。
But.
好像不是真的。
But it doesn't sound like you really experienced it.
哇，那个时候我听了觉得很奇怪。
And I was really surprised by his comment.
而且很生气。
Actually, I was a little offended.
我都是按照圣经讲的。
What's wrong with my teaching?
而且圣经都是真理。
And the Bible is the truth.
圣经怎么写我就怎么讲，怎么会好像不是真的呢？
I taught exactly according to the word in the Bible.
真心真意。
What do you mean by it's not, may not be real?
我看他也很难跟我解释。
And he had a hard time let me understand what he meant.
他最后留下一句话就走了。
So he left one more comment and left.
他说，以后你会知道。
He said, you will know, you will understand in the future.
当他讲完这句话。
And when he finished saying that.
隔不了几个月我结婚了。
And didn't take him more than a few months, I got married.
然后一年后我有孩子。
And then a year later, I had my first child.
当我的老大出生的时候。
When my first daughter was born.
那个时候当开始预备要当爸爸是很紧张的事。
You know, I was very nervous to become a father.
所以那个孩子还在母腹当中。
So when the baby was still in the mother's womb.
我们就常常会有很多的期待。
We have a lot of expectation.
有的时候去听听这个太太的肚子。
And somehow even listen to the movement in my wife's tummy.
有一点傻里傻气的跟小孩子讲话。
And try to have conversation with my baby.
就是，你要多听一听啊，我是你爸爸啊。
And try to let the baby hear the father's voice. Hey guys, pay attention. This is your father speaking.
对，所以你生出来的时候，你可以认得我。
So that once you're born, you recognize me right away.
那有的时候，当我太太在睡觉的时候
，And when sometimes my wife is sleeping，
那个胎儿会踢啊，会踢。
You know the fetus will kick, right？
啊，所以她有时候拍拍他。
And then she would just touch the fetus。
啊，乖乖哦，听话，不要吵妈妈，妈妈要休息。
Ask the baby don't move too much so that mom can rest。
所以啊，后来当我的太太生产的时候
，And after the baby was born。
那我们就把她送到医院去。
Oh, when my wife was in labor, we rushed her to the hospital.
我不晓得你们这个生产的过程是怎么样。
I don't know about your experience.
但是当时那个医生他在美国哈，在北加州。
And we were in the Northern California at the time.
那个医生很有，我不晓得怎么说，很有人性吗？还是很有人情味
？And our doctor was very nice.
Yeah, 我本来以为生小孩是女人的事嘛。
And you know, I thought giving birth is woman's business.
因为我也不会生啊。
Because I can't help much.
所以我只要把她送到医院，然后我就坐在那边等。
I thought my job is take my wife to the hospital and I just wait.
但没有想到那个医生说跟我进来。
But the doctor waved me into the delivery room.
然后他说你要来参与。
He said you had to participate. 我说how do I participate?
所以他就叫我换上那个医生的衣服。
So he put gowns over me.
他说你要晓得你太太生小孩不容易。
He said you need to understand the labor that she's going through.
所以你要参与你才会珍惜才会了解。
And you will not appreciate until you participate here.
那我也不想做什么就握着他的手一直推着进到产房。
And you know what to do, so I held tightly my wife's hand and walked with her into the delivery room.
然后呢等到忽然产生剧痛的时候
，Yeah, when my wife was in severe labor pain.
啊，我们能做就是一直祷告。
All I could do was just pray.
然后当我们推她进去的时候，我们也不晓得怎么壮胆，就唱着诗歌。
And when we wheeled her into the delivery room, I didn't know what to do, so I just started singing songs with her.
所以要生产的时候就得胜得胜，哈利路亚。
So I sang that song when she was waiting to deliver.
Yeah, 然后忽然之间呢，孩子呢很快的在大概一两分钟之内产生剧痛哈。
And then very fast the contraction occurred, and she was
我就看到医生护士手忙脚乱的说，快要生了，快要生了。
And everybody was like in a hurry, saying, "Oh, it's coming out, it's coming out."
然后后来我就看到这个小孩子，哇，这样慢慢的整个跑出来。
And then little by little the baby was pushed out.
我就很紧张。
I was so nervous.
然后那个医生就把一把剪刀放在我的手上。
And the doctor gave me a pair of scissors.
然后他就说剪啊剪啊。
So asked me to cut the umbilical cord.
我说剪哪里呀、
啊、I said, where do I cut?、
因为是一个小男生哎、
Because it was a boy.
你剪错了遗憾终身。
Oh, because it was a boy, and I thought if I cut a wrong place, then he will regret for the rest of his life.
Yeah.他说剪那个肚脐啊
He said, cut the umbilical cord.
不是肚脐啊那脐带脐带
Cut the cord.
Yeah. 然后那个脐带很滑哦很不好剪。
And the cord is very slippery, it's hard to really cut through.
试了几次总算把它给剪断了。
After a few tries, I cut it over.
哇然后血淋淋的他们把婴儿给抱去开始打理它。
And so they took away the baby, cleaned it up.
哇然后我看到太太筋疲力尽。
And my wife was exhausted.
我也心跳加快。
And I was, my heartbeat went up too.
等到那个婴儿抱过来的。
And until they brought the baby over to us.
第一次看到亲生的婴儿。
And that was the very first time I saw my own baby.
躲在肚子里面九个月。
The baby has been in the mother's womb for nine some months.
那个整个全身皱起来。
And full of wrinkles.
然后那个脸那个皱皱的啊
，and the face is wrinkly too，
就像一个小老头一样。
It's like a little old man。
啊，然后我们就拍拍他，拍拍他。
And then we just pat the baby。
然后他开始呼吸了，就第一声哭出来，哇，这样。
And then he was able to breathe, and then he had his first cry。
然后一看，听到他第一声的哭声，在他人生的第一个声音。
And that was his very first voice as a man。
我们知道他活了。
And then we knew this baby is alive。
然后那个。忽然之间有一种说不出来的那个亲情就跟着我们涌出来。
And this unspeakable love just comes out naturally.
我们的心里就觉得说生命就这么奇妙。
And we all feel sense the wonder of life.
不是我们创造它。
We didn't create this baby.
但是神就透过我们有一个新的生命出来。
But through the creator God, a new life was created through us.
在那一刻、把婴孩抱起来。
So we pick up the baby.
所以他哭了，我们也哭了。
The baby had his first cry. We cried as well.
我们哭得比他还大声。
We cried actually louder than the baby.
我们很激动。
We were so excited.
不过那只是第一刻、第一秒钟的激动。
And that excitement was just for the very first moment of his life.
但是接下来。
And what's after that?
哇，那真的是很辛苦。
It really is a long suffering journey.
那不是那么快乐。
It's not always happy every moment.
我觉得有的时候婴孩哦
，baby，
是一个最霸道的
老板。It's probably the most dominant boss in the world.
啊，一般你去上班八个钟头，回家你可以休息，你可以吃饭，你可以做你喜欢做的事。
You have a boss. You go to work for some hours. You return home. You can do your own thing, right?
但是婴孩。
But with a baby at home.
他到你家。
Once he arrives in your house,
就像一个皇帝一样
he's like the emperor that entered.
他不给你休息的
he will not let you rest.
而且是二十四小时随叫随到
and you have to serve him 24/7.
你睡得最熟的时候
and when you're in the depth of your sleep,
只要他一哭
as long as he cries,
爸爸也起来了，妈妈也起来。
Daddy has to get up or mommy has to get up.
男仆女奴都来了。
Yeah, the male and female servants.
哇，一个就负责清洁，一个就负责弄奶啊，什么喂啊。
One changes diaper, the other one has to warm up the milk.
然后呢，好不容易他睡了。
Finally, everything calms down.
过一下子又起来了。
Didn't take long, the baby cries again.
哇，后来我们就感觉到。
And then we start to feel.
这个小孩子真的是，很霸道。
And very, this is a very bossy baby.
而且呢，我们好不容易等到孩子休息了。
And sometimes finally the baby rested.
把他放在卧房。
We put him in the bedroom.
我们到客厅稍微坐一下休息。
We went to the living room to relax for a few moments.
一个疲倦的父亲跟一个疲累的母亲。
And very tired parents.
喘一口气，互相对望。
And we sigh and we look at each other.
忽然之间
Suddenly,
我们又互相对问
And then we ask each other.
婴儿哭了吗
Did you hear he cry?
没有啊
No.
你呢
Did you hear him?
好像有
I think so.
跑进去看
And we ran into the room.
没有，在睡觉
No, the baby was inside.
再出来坐一下
We came out of the room and sat down.
又听到他在哭
And then we heard his cry again.
哇，你知道照顾婴儿到最后会精神衰弱
You know, really, you have nervous breakdown if you take care of babies like that.
而且那个时候孩子刚生出来的时候
And I remember when the baby was born
我的太太就感冒了
My wife contracted flu
所以小孩的身体就有病毒
And that was passed to the baby
所以出生的婴儿就感冒了
So the newborn baby had a flu as well
所以鼻塞不能呼吸
And his nose was stuffed and he couldn't breathe
所以当他吸奶的时候很辛苦。
So it's very hard for the baby to suck on milk.
嘴巴吸奶，鼻子要呼吸。
Because when you suck milk, your mouth is blocked, so you need to breathe through your nose.
你鼻子塞住的话，你要用嘴巴呼吸。
But you have a stuffy nose, you need to breathe through your mouth.
所以又要呼吸又要吸奶。
So imagine they try to breathe and drink milk at the same time. Baby couldn't do it.
他不吸奶很饿。
Without the milk, he's hungry.
但是吸奶的时候会窒息。
But if he tried to drink milk, he would be out of breath.
所以好不容易吸了几口，马上呛出来。
So he was trying to suck a few, and then he will choke.
然后这些奶都吐掉了。
And then he will vomit. All the milk is out.
然后母奶不可能马上随时随有。
And then a mother's milk doesn't come as easy as mamie milk.
所以肚子饿了，只好再等。
And the baby had to wait for the next turn.
所以我们等他，他等我们。哇，好辛苦。
So we kind of like wait on each other like that.
好不容易把他搞定了。
And finally, we calm him down and he said.
他一躺下去睡觉，鼻塞又醒过来。
And we lay him down in the crib, but because his nose is stuffed, so he woke up again.
所以后来我发现他只能站着。
So at the end, we realized he needs to be held upright to be able to breathe.
可以比较好呼吸啊。
So that he can breathe better.
当然婴儿不会站着。
Of course, you know, newborn baby cannot stand on his own feet. So who's going to be the standing person?
当然是我们替他站了。
Of course, the parents.
所以婴儿就必须紧紧的贴住你。
So you have to hold tight to the baby.
所以他。我不能躺
I cannot lie down. I have to stand still.
只好坐在椅子上
Or sit straight up in the chair.
就看他这样子
And I have to look at him.
直直的睡着
Make sure he's upright position. And so he can sleep.
就安定了
Then I feel better.
而且你不敢把他放平
I dare not to lay him down.
就想让他多睡一分钟
And I want him to sleep as much as he can.
所以一个钟头过去了
So an hour passes.
两个钟头过去了
2 hours passed.
你开始感觉自己的腰好像不像你自己。
And it didn't take too many hours. My back was losing its ability to stand.
很麻，很痛，很酸。
And I feel backache right away, very fast.
想让他多睡一下。
But all I want to do is to give him one more moment of sleep.
动都不敢动。
And dare not to even move.
有的时候，当他半夜尿床了，不是就是肚子饿了，尿尿了，也起来了。
And in the middle of the night, he will cry because he's either hungry or his diaper was dirty.
起来帮他把身体都弄干净。
Then you have to wipe him clean.
准备要开始喂奶。
And ready to feed him.
那我先把尿片包起来。
And then put a new diaper on.
还没有把尿片包起来之前。
Before you finish putting the new diaper on.
突然之间。
Suddenly.
一股清泉这样。
And then before you know it, he urinated again.
然后对准你的脸
aiming very directly towards your face. And so you had a nice shower on your face.
你想想看，如果有人尿尿在你脸上，你有什么感觉？
How would you feel if somebody urinate on your face?
你觉得很羞辱，很生气，对不对？
Won't you be very mad? Feel very insulted?
但是你又不能生气。
But you can't be angry at your baby.
你不能吓到他。
And because you don't want to shock him.
擦干净以后。
So immediately you clean up your face.
他逗他笑，没事没事没事。
And you still even have to try to make him happy.
哇，就在那一刻。
At that right moment, right at that moment,
我忽然明白。
I suddenly realized.
哇，爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is long suffering.
而且又有恩慈。
And with kindness.
你不是带着忍耐而充满仇恨。
And we are not like endure, be patient, and full of anger.
所以我们常常告诉自己，我再忍你两次、三次。
So if I tell myself, okay, I will just tolerate you two more or three times.
谁跟你讲三次？
So maybe three times.
你也可以决定四次、五次啊。
Or you can do more like four or five times.
你可以决定七十个七次。
Or 70 times seven.
这是一个选择哎。
It's always a choice we have to make.
有的时候你能不能，并不是你真的能不能。
It's really whether you can or not.
是你要不要。
It's whether you are willing to or not.
如果你愿意，如果你要。
As long as you're willing and you want to do it.
事实上神是给我们有一个爱的能力的。
And God is able to provide that ability.
所以当你充满爱的时候。
So when you are filled with love.
在那个忍耐里面是有恩慈的。
God will give you grace.
而且每一次。
And every time.
在爱的忍耐里面。
In your loving endurance.
你的心里面是平和的。
You will have peace in your heart.
你的恩慈在里面是慢慢增加的。
His loving kindness will increase in your heart when you love.
第七个特征。
The seventh characteristic is.
爱是永不止息的。
Love does not end.
如果短暂的一瞬间。
And in that short instance.
那种惊为天人的爱。
In that short moment that when you suddenly have this outbreaking love for somebody.
那个好像是一种激情。
That actually is more emotional than truth.
好像你看到鲜花的时候。
Just like when you see a beautiful flower.
哇，你觉得它真的是色香味俱全啊。
And you say, wow, what a beautiful and delicious flower.
但是等到它慢慢会凋谢的时候。
But when the flower fades.
啊，人老珠黄的时候。
And just like we all get old, we'll lose our beauty.
可能你就把它当垃圾丢掉。
You probably will trash it away.
所以有人常常说。
Therefore, people always say this.
新婚的时候。
When you first got married.
好像那个婚礼的那个红地毯。
Just like the red carpet in the chapel.
很受欢迎，很荣耀的走进来。
And you walk on the red carpet, people welcome you.
结婚几年过后。
After a few years into your marriage.
就好像是家的大门口的那一块地毯。
You became the doormat at the front of your house.
每个人来的时候就把地上的那个泥土啊什么沙在上面狠狠的踩啊揉啊。
Every visitor of your house will just clean their feet, the bottom of their shoes on you.
一样是地毯了，待遇很不同。
Both are carpets, but surely have very different treatments.
但是神对我们的爱不是那样子，会改变，会天天行情不一样的。
But the love of God is not like that, does not fluctuate as days go by.
他的爱是永不止息的爱。
His love never end, never cease, never fail.
我们从刚刚这一处的经文来看。
And from the passage we just read.
爱怎么转化
？How this love is transformed?
我们来看这个刚刚的约翰一书第四章哈。
In the fourth chapter of First John.
第八节。
Verses eight.
第八节这边讲到一个很特别的事情。
It tells us something very special.
他说，因为神就是什么
？What does it say here? Because God is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
整个人类世界。
In the entire world.
很多的哲学家、科学家、心理学家、教育学家、文学家。
There are many philosophers, many lecturers, many psychiatrists.
大家都在回答一个问题。
Everybody is trying to find the answer to this question.
爱是什么？
What is love?
很多很多的答案。
And there are many answers.
为什么很多答案？
Why?
因为没有一个答案讲得完全。
Because no one can answer this completely.
因为没有一个答案可以涵盖解释爱是什么。
And no answer is comprehensive enough to answer this question.
所以这是一个最深奥的问题。
So this is a deep, actually the deepest question for life.
但是在这个地方
But here,
圣经用一个最简单的答案
In the very simple way,
回答一个最深奥的问题
Bible answers this deepest question
神就是爱
That God is love
这个很值得我们来深思
And this is worth meditating
这个可以让我们一辈子来想。
And we can meditate on this word for the rest of our lives.
所以我刚刚讲到在哥哥他的山上。
As I just shared on the mountain Golgotha.
我看到了爱的源头在那里。
I saw a symbol that is the source of love.
在以后我的人生经验里面。
And my life after that moment.
在我的灵修过程。
And or when I spend time with the Lord.
在我的读经，在我的理解。
And when I read the Bible.
每一次当我想到神的时候
Every time I think of God
这个声音就回响
And the voice will return to me
神就是爱
That God is love
而且这个爱是很奇妙的
And this is a marvelous love
在哥林多前书的十三章
And 1 Corinthians chapter 13
这边他讲了有一些的比喻
And there are many examples
他说我有先知讲道之能，明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识。
Even if I'm a prophet, I can speak or understand all kinds of ministry, mysteries.
而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山。
Or if I have this full confidence, I can move mountains.
却没有爱，就算不得什么。
Without love, I am nothing.
这里还好理解。
And this is easier to understand.
下面这个真的很难理解。
But the next verse is harder to understand.
我如果将所有的周济穷人
If I give all to the poor,
又舍己身叫人焚烧
And gave my life and then burned it down,
却没有爱
But without love,
仍然与我无益
And I have no benefit to anybody.
那很不禁就会有人问了
And so you can't help but ask.
一个人可以做到把自己的所有都不保留给别人呢
If someone was able to give all he has,
我们说杀身成仁，然后什么舍身取义
，right? We can just give our lives to accomplish what's love.
他说舍己身叫人焚烧，哎
，this man here is giving all his entire life and allow people to burn him.
这都能做到这个地步，怎么叫做没有爱
？If he can do to this extent, how can he say without love?
如果这样都不算爱，那爱是什么
？If that is not love, then what is love?
你说
？You tell me.
我们常常读这一段经文，你怎么理解它
？We read these passages all the time, right? What is your understanding about this passage?
那如果他做到这样都不算爱，那我们恐怕一辈子都没有爱了。
If that is not love, then I don't think any one of us can call ourselves love.
那神就是爱。
But God said that He is love.
那这个爱又是什么爱呢？
Then what kind of love is that?
有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about that?
慢慢的让我们去体会。
We need to understand this little by little.
神的爱。
God's love.
真的不是只是这样。
It's not what's described here.
虽然十字架上的耶稣
，Yes, Jesus on the cross
是完全把自己给舍了。
Indeed, gave himself completely to us.
但是他不是停在那里而已。
But his love does not end there.
如果爱只是把自己给舍了
，If just give yourself, you consider that love.
如果爱只是把自己给出去了
，If love is simply give yourself out,
就画上句点。
And ended there,
就停在那里。
Stop there,
那个还不完全。
That is not complete.
神的爱是什么爱
？So what is God's love?
耶稣所做的这一切
，Everything that Jesus did,
最后有一个很简单的名称。
And there's a good conclusion for that.
这个名称叫做挽回祭
，means it's an atoning sacrifice.
爱不是给出去而已哦。
Love is not just to give.
爱是给出去了之后。
Love is to after you have given.
还有能力把那个人给带回来。
You still have the ability to bring that person back to God.
然后带回来之后，你还跟他合而为一。
And after you bring that person back, you unite yourself with that person.
而且合而为一是永永远远的同在。
And that unity is everlasting.
那个才完成了。
Then that completes the meaning of love.
的计划。
The plan of love.
好好的想一想。
Think about it.
耶稣基督就是这样子的爱。
That's the love that Jesus had for us.
他来成为赎罪祭。
He came to become that sacrifice.
为什么要成为赎罪祭？
Why did he have to come?
因为赎罪祭可以让我们免去神的愤怒。
Because through his atoning sacrifice, we can escape from God's wrath.
所以赎罪祭的作用在哪里？
So what is the function, the purpose of the sacrifice?
让我们跟神恢复关系。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
但是他从死里复活。
And then Jesus was raised from the dead.
他复活，他现在升天。
He ascended into heaven.
他在天上做什么？
What does he do in heaven?
他在预备地方，对不对？
He's preparing place.
然后他在天上预备地方，那地上的门徒做什么？
So while he's preparing place for us in heaven, so what we followers do on earth?
他说：“你们去。”
He said, "Go."
使万民做我的门徒。
To make nations my disciples.
所以在爱的计划里面哦。
So in his this plan of love,
他先解决跟神的关系。
He resolved first the issue we have among with God.
然后他在天上预备住处。
Then he also prepared a place for us in heaven.
门徒在地上去找那些房客。
And in the same time, we believers go and find the roommates for the place in heaven.
然后最后他还要再来。
So that Jesus is coming back at the end.
当他再来的时候，我们被提。
So when he comes back, we are raptured.
已经死的人复活。
And those who are dead, Christians that can be raised from the dead.
然后最后这些蒙爱的人全部与他同在。
So all the loved ones will unite with him.
本来就像迷失的羊。
Originally, we're like sheep that have gone astray.
如果你看路加福音的第十五章。
If you look at Luke chapter 15.
三个很重要的例子。
And you three parables describe that.
就把神的爱完全的显出来。
The love of God was fully manifest in those three parables. Yeah.
第一个，他就讲到这个，一个人如果有一百只羊。
First one, talk about a man that he has 100 sheep.
如果一只在外面。
But one has gone astray.
他爱那一只羊，对不对
？That man loves his sheep.
他爱到一个程度，要出去把它给找回来。
He loved that sheep to the extent he will actually go out and find the sheep.
然后把它找回来，让它跟自己在一起。
Bring the sheep back to himself.
第二个讲到一个妇人。
Second parable talk about this woman.
十块钱当中有一块不见了。
She had 10 coins, but one was missing.
那其实这一块钱并没有消失哎。
And that one coin remained on earth.
因为它并没有被偷去。
Was not, I'm sorry, the remained with her was not stolen.
而且它是不见在自己的家里。
And the coin got disappeared within her own household.
所以东西在家里找不到。
So it's a thing that's in her house that got disappeared.
所以这个东西并没有消失。
And did not leave the house.
只差差在哪里？
What's missing here?
主人跟这一个东西失去了联系。
The owner of the coin has lost connection with the coin.
所以主人不能用它。
So the owner cannot use the coin.
那他跟主人失去了连结。
And there's no relationship.
所以他自己本身的价值也失去了。
And once that happens, the coin lost its meaning and value.
所以这个妇人打扫全家，要把它给找出来。
So this woman owner clean up the entire house trying to find that coin.
目的是要让它恢复价值。
So that the coin can regain its value and function.
它的价值要恢复，唯一的一个条件。
And the only way to regain its function.
它要回到主人的手中。
Is for the coin to be back in the hand of the owner.
跟主人保持密切接触的关系。
And to have the connection and the right relationship.
第三个例子。
And the third parable in that chapter.
讲到在外面流浪的浪子。
It's the prodigal, the story about the lost son.
最后那个爱。
That love of the father.
就是等到这个孩子浪子回头。
Finally, waited and the son returned.
然后在家里丰盛的迎接他。
And the father prepared a big feast. Welcome.
洁净他。
He cleansed him.
戴上戒指。
Put on a robe.
恢复他的身份。
To restore his position in the house.
要跟他摆设宴席。
And prepare a feast for him.
从今以后。
And from that point on,
他说不是浪子，也不是仆人。
He's no longer that lost son or a servant.
他仍旧是儿子。
He's still the son of the house.
意思是可以跟父亲住在一起。
Means he is entitled to stay in the father's house.
所以神就是爱。
So God is love.
所以这个爱他是有给出去。
So this love of God is able to give.
但是他要一直到挽回。
And will continue to bring us back.
才算完成。
Then it's completed.
而且挽回之后跟他保持密切的关系。
And after we're brought back, we need to stay connected with him.
当我25年前来到美国。
25 years ago, when I came to this country,
我到一个宣教学院里面。
I went to this seminary.
然后在那个宣教学院，我是唯一的华人。
I was the only Chinese in that cemetery.
有白人、黑人、墨西哥人。
There were Caucasian, Black, there Mexican, Spanish people.
对，但是我是唯一的华人。
I was the only Chinese.
没有人跟我讲中国话。
And no one could speak Chinese with me.
没有中国东西吃。
And there was no Chinese food around either.
那在那一个神学院里面读书的时候。
And while I was studying that school.
要住在学校。
I stayed in the school's dorm.
所以。白天早上上课。
Every morning I will go to school.
下午要在学校里面打工。
And in the afternoon I work part time.
晚上晚自修，晚自习。
And at night we have the study session in school.
睡觉以前有一段时间你要到那个小小的 chapel 里面去祷告。
And every night we're going to the chapel to pray.
祷告完了之后睡觉。
Then we go to bed.
清晨醒过来第一件事情再到 chapel 里面去晨祷。
And every morning we wake up and we go to the chapel and have morning devotion there.
那因为那个时候很孤单。
And because I was very lonely.
语言课业的压力很重。
And the pressure from the different language speaking and also the class.
而且远离家乡有很多的不方便。
And plus all the inconveniences for being out of the country.
当然内心有很多的委屈。
And so I was lonely and had a lot of feelings.
然后有很多的惶恐不安。
And I had a lot of fears and anxieties.
所以那个时候你会发现有更多的时间机会亲近神。
And then that really gave me more reason to draw myself close to God.
而且好像逃避到神那里。
It's like God is my escape house.
可以让我忘掉世界上的烦恼。
And in God's presence, I can forget all the worry in life.
你真的可以卸下重担。
I was able to lay down my burden.
但是等到你起来。
But once I finish praying and get up on my feet,
生活还是要过下去。
The challenges in life remain.
挑战。压力还是有。
The pressure are still there.
Yeah, 不过因为在特殊的那个情况下。
Because that was a very special circumstance.
Yeah, 所以你会觉得对主非常的恋慕。
And so my longing toward the Lord was very strong.
非常亲近。
And I draw myself very close to the Lord because of that.
好像环境迫使我们跟他建立亲密的关系。
It's my environment forced me to come to God more than before.
所以甚至有一个阶段。
So there was this period of time.
晚祷越来越晚。
And I will stay late when I pray.
因为祷告的时间越来越长。
Because my prayer at night before sleep got longer and longer.
然后晨祷越来越早。
And I got up even earlier each morning to spend time with the Lord in the chapel.
也睡不着，与其睡不着翻来翻去，干脆去祷告。
Because all the worry and pressure made me not able to sleep, so might as well get up and go talk to the Lord.
所以常常到 chapel， 同学都走光了，剩下我一个人。
A lot of times I was the last one who will leave at night.
还有那个窗外射进来的月光陪伴我。
And the moonlight shine through the windows would be my only company.
然后在那个地方向神祷告。
And I would spend long time praying to the Lord.
到最后。
And toward the end.
晚祷跟晨祷就接起来了。
Actually, my evening prayer is connected with my morning prayer.
那个叫做通宵祷告。
Which means I pray throughout the night.
不睡觉了。
I did not sleep at all.
所以大概有半年之久。
It was about 6 months long. I was doing something like that.
我恐怕是疯掉了啊。
And I thought I was crazy.
其实没有。
No, I wasn't.
因为你趴在那边祷告，祷告，祷告。
Because you kneel before the Lord and prayed and prayed and prayed.
有时候冬天很冷。
And in the winter, it was very cold.
大衣不够，连睡袋都带去了。
And my coat was not warm enough, so I had to bring my sleeping bag to the prayer room.
所以把身体包起来，就趴在椅子上祷告。
And I would just wrap myself and then kneel on the chair and pray, leaning against the chair.
当你能讲的祷告词都讲完。
When you finish all the words you can utter.
你开始把你的所能背的经文也都背光。
You finish reciting all the verses you remember.
你开始唱你所能唱记得的。
When you finish singing all the songs you know.
都唱完了。
Everything was depleted.
再也没有东西了。
It's like there's nothing more I can offer to him.
你还是心里觉得有个饥渴。
But you are still hungry.
所以开始自己会创造一些歌来唱。
So I started singing spiritual songs I created on my own.
从灵里面有灵歌。
From the depth of my spirit, I will sing spiritual songs.
还有心意表达不了。
And there are things that I cannot fully express my words.
你可以用方言的祷告。
And I will pray in tongue.
所以甚至到了后来你清醒的时候
And also when I'm fully awake
有的时候沉默有的时候祷告
Sometimes I was silent or sometimes I would pray
到了后来睡着了
And then sometimes I fell asleep
我不晓得是真的睡着还是假的
I'm not sure whether I indeed fell asleep or not
因为在梦中还是在祷告
Because I remained in a prayerful state throughout the night
然后呢在祷告当中很感动
And I was so touched many times in the dream, in the prayer.
然后在梦中的祷告流泪了。
And sometimes I felt I was praying in my dream, I would tear up.
醒过来的时候是湿的，脸上是湿的。
And I thought it was just a dream, but when I woke up, there was tears.
所以那个时候的整个精神状态是那样。
And that was my condition at that time.
然后开始被神的圣灵充满。
And then I was filled by the Holy Spirit.
你开始感觉到跟神很亲密的。面对面相会
And then you sense that you are so close to God. It's like you're facing Him face to face.
所以有的时候可以好像跟神撒娇
So sometimes you can be very close and talk to God all you want.
而且有的时候就感受到像雅各书里面
And sometimes you feel that my relationship with Him is just like the Song of Songs.
你就心甘情愿地成为良人的幸福
And willingly you want to become the bride of the beloved.
那个跟神之间亲密的对话
And you have very close dialogue with God.
可能别人听起来很肉麻。
And other people, if they overheard our conversation, they may think that.
但是当你跟神的爱到一定的程度的时候。
But you know that is so natural when you are very close to someone like God.
你觉得那个是理所当然，而不是肉麻。
And that would be just a natural thing to say when you are so close to Him.
好像不那样跟神对话，很亲密的讲话，还好像有点做作。
And you feel that you really need to talk to him like that, very close, like someone very close.
所以那个时候我就跟主讲说，主啊，我现在深深的体会。
And so I told him, I said, God, I now really understand.
保罗也有过这个经历。
That Apostle Paul had a similar experience.
他说以前与我有益的，现在因着主都当作有损。
I understand why Paul would say those who was profitable to me now I consider loss.
他说耶稣，我要把你当成我生命中的至宝。
And instead, Lord, you will be the treasure, the only treasure in my life.
当你成为至宝，所有的东西都变成粪土了。
And when God, you are really considered treasure to me, everything else is nothing but dung.
所以我就跟主讲。
So I said to the Lord.
从今以后，我只爱你。
From now on, I will love you only.
我只要你。
And I will want you only.
这个世界我完全不管。
And I despise the world.
而且对我来说毫无价值，毫无吸引力。
The world means nothing, has no attraction to me.
期中考、期末考我也不管了。
And I don't care about my midterm and final in seminary school.
或者你将来要让我去哪里做什么。
And I don't care wherever you are taking me.
只要你吩咐我。
As long as you commit me.
我现在马上赴汤蹈火，我愿意，我可以。
I'm willing to go through fires for you.
我把我的生命全部给你。
I give you my life.
当我跟神很亲密的交谈之后
And when I had that close conversation with him
在一阵的安静跟沉默
And it was followed by a very clear silence and peace
忽然听到神对我说话
And suddenly I heard God speaking to me
他就说孩子啊
He said, my child
你真的爱我吗
Do you really love me?
我说对啊对啊对啊
I said, yes, yes
如果你真的爱我
If you truly love me
那你就要遵守我的命令。
Then you have to obey my command.
我说可以啊，你什么吩咐什么命令我都遵守。
Anything you say, I will obey.
那你的命令是什么
？So what is your command, God?
神就告诉我。
God told me.
我的命令就是。
My command is.
你要去与人彼此相爱。
You will go and love others.
哇，我突然愣住了。
I was so shocked.
我说主啊。我不是告诉你我只爱你吗
Didn't I tell you God I will only love you
我不爱其他的人事物世上所有的一切吗
I'm willing to forsake the world all the people and things of this world
那现在你告诉我说如果我爱你
But now you're challenging me saying if I love you
那就要去爱别人
I need to love others
这是不是一种很客气的婉拒啊
Is this like a polite rejection of my love for you?
好像男生去向女生求婚
Just like a man pursue a lady
女生跟他说 我很爱你。
The lady's response is, I love you.
所以你去娶别人吧。
Therefore, please marry somebody else.
如果你爱我，你就娶别人吧。
If you really love me, go marry someone else.
怎么可以这样呢？
That was my logic at the same time.
我就是要你啊，你怎么叫我去爱别人呢？
God, I love you and I want you only. How come you ask me to love other people?
我当时真是不能明白。
I just couldn't understand it.
你能明白吗？
Do you understand it?
为什么神要这样子？好像让我们不能理解，然后在当中有一种困惑。
I don't know why God caused that confusion in my mind.
我后来我慢慢的明白了。
But gradually I was able to understand it.
因为神他要我们去经历他的爱。
Because God wants us to experience His love.
而且在他的爱的计划当中。
And in His plan of love,
被转化,
He wants to transform us.
而且让神的爱有根有基的透过我们,
And through us, God's love is founded.
流露彰显出来,
And manifested.
Yeah. 我就来讲一下爱的转化有几个过程。
And there is a process, there is a stage of this transformation.
这个是我后来的一个体会。
And this is my understanding.
专一的爱主是最高的一个呼召。
The highest calling for life is to love God with all your heart.
但是因为爱神的缘故，要去爱世界上的这一些人。
And because of that, our love for God, we need to love the people in this world.
这是一个最大的挑战。
And that is the greatest challenge.
一个是最高的呼召。
This is the highest calling.
一个是最大的挑战。
And that is the greatest challenge.
其实这个道理讲起来也很简单。
And the logic is very simple here.
我的老二
，My second child，
已经16岁了
，16 years old。
他一直吵着说，我要学开车，我要学开车。
She always argued and said, I want to learn how to drive.
就像老大，他现在刚上，他上大学二年级了。
My oldest son is now a sophomore in college.
你知道现在的年轻人啊，都非常的灵活。
And you know, our young people are very active.
他们从小的时候打电动玩具上电脑。
No, they play computer games since they were little.
啊，那很灵巧。
They're very skillful.、嗯、
所以我就记得教他学开车的时候。
So I remember when I taught him how to drive.
我先带他到一个很空旷的停车场。
First, we have to find this huge vacant parking lot.
都没有人，
when,
也没有车。
There's no people or car.
只有我跟他还有一辆车。
Only me and my son and the car.
我就跟他解释。
So I would explain to him.
加油，车就往前跑。
When you step on the accelerator, the car move forward.
有问题就刹车。
And when you encounter a problem, hit on the brake.
然后呢，你要走这边就转这边。
And when you need to turn left, you move the wheel this way.
要转那边就转那边。
And then turn right the other way.
啊，真的没路了，大不了你倒车还可以退回来。
And when you come to the end of the road, you back up.
不到两个钟头
，In two hours time，
他很高兴的跟我说：“爸爸，我会开车了。
”He was so excited. He said, "Dad, I know how to drive now."
很简单嘛，这没什么了不起啊。
It's no big deal.
对，原来开车这么简单。
Oh, it's so easy to drive.
你说简单吗
？Do you really think it's easy to drive?
那样子会开了吗
？Does that mean you are able to drive now?
会开车不会开车，不是在停车场开。
And whether you are able to drive or not is not proven through driving in an empty parking lot.
我就跟他说你会了吗
I said, you sure you know how to drive?
他说会了。
He said, yes.
我说你现在带我回家。
I said, okay, then take me home.
啊你要我上路吗
He said, what? Now?
那现在很多车在那边我要怎么进去
How do I enter the traffic?
他们如果方向灯这样的话我应该怎么闪
If people move this way, what do I do?
然后呢上了马路以后那个速线啊或者是换线啊或者啊保持距离啊
There's a lot more to learn how to keep your pace, how to keep within the speed limit.
哇那个人靠近我好像差点要出车祸然后到了高速公路上，哇，那更是险象环生。
Well, we actually went on the freeway. That was really scary.
后来他才知道，哦，原来那个才叫做会开车。
And then he realized that's what you mean by are you able to drive?
我们关起门来爱主很容易。
Therefore, in the same way, it's easy to love God with your door closed.
当你真的走出去到大马路的时候。
But when you drive your car to the highway or byways.
你带着神的爱，你到职场里面去。
With the love of God, you enter your workplace.
到你的家庭，
you're going back to your home，
到你商业竞争的地方，
and to the place where your business has competition，
到陌生人的地方，
to a place full of strangers，
到异教的地方，
and to a place with different religions and faith，
到许多争执、冲突、征战的地方，
to a place full of wars and strifes，
在很多很复杂的人际关系，
and in very complex relationship，
你能够有一个安全的距离。
Can you keep a safe distance?
你可以保持很和谐的相处。
Can you maintain harmony with others?
就像开车一样。
Just like when you drive.
你真的开得很好的时候。
When you are really able to drive well.
你可以在人群当中穿梭。
You are able to maneuver among all cars.
大家相处得很愉快，而不会犯规。
And keep a very harmonious relationship with other cars.
也不会出危险。
Without any danger or problem.
而且每一天可以安全地把你带到那一天你要去的目的地。
And will take you to the place you desire to go.
那个才真的叫会开车。
Then you can say I'm able to drive.
所以同样的。
And in the same way.
在转化的过程，第一个。
When you are transformed.
神就是爱。
Remember, God is love.
他就是爱的本体。
And he is the substance of love himself.
他有全面关乎我们人生里面，从不认识爱到最后被完全的蒙爱，进入到爱的救恩计划里面。
And he is this perfect plan for us, take us from the point that we don't know love to the point we understand love, experience love, and become love himself.
第十九节。
And in verse 19, it tells us.
他说，我们爱。
We love,
因为神先爱我们。
Because he first loved us.
这是第二个。
This is the second stage in this process of transfiguration.
神是爱。
God is love first.
他先爱我们。
He has first loved us.
第三个。
And the third thing is,
我们自己要先成为一个蒙爱的人。
We need to become people who are loved by God.
就像在第十节这边讲的。
Just like verse 10 it says here.
他说：“不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。”
Not that we loved God, but that He loved us.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
And sent us His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin.
所以，一个从来不懂得爱、没有爱的能力、也没有榜样、也没有选择、也不晓得该怎么爱的人。
So for someone who did not know love and then don't know how to love, neither have an example before him to show us how to love.
他的首要责任。
The first responsibility we have
就是接受爱
is to accept love
蒙爱
to be loved
因为你没有被爱
without being loved
你怎么去学习爱
how can you learn how to love
你怎么知道别人的感受需要在哪里
how can you understand other people's feelings
你自己要领受这个爱
you have to first receive the love
然后你从别人的身上看到跟你一样的需要
and so that you can sympathize with other people knowing their needs
你才可以所谓的同理心怜悯心
and so that you can sympathize with people、
yeah. 所以成为蒙爱的人是第三个
so the third stage that you need to be someone that has been loved
那这样子还不够哦
and that's not enough
第四个
fourth
就是说你蒙爱之后还要得到这一个爱的生命
after you are loved you need to obtain a life that can love
因为爱是一种能力
Because love is a power.
你没有那个生命住到你的里面来，你没有能力。
Without the life of love, you can't love.
所以呢，在第七节、十三节、十六到十七节。
So in
verse 7, 16, 第十三、十六、十七。
7, 13, 16, and 17.
都讲到得到爱的生命。
It all talk about that we need to have that life that can love.
因为第七节这边讲到，凡有爱心的都是由神而生。
Says everyone who loves has been born of love.
第十三节。
13.
神将他的灵赐给我们。
Because God has given us of His Spirit.
从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
We know that we live in Him and He in us.
所以得到爱的生命。
So we need to receive the life that can love.
然后第十六、十七节讲到
Verses 16 and 17 says,
神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面。
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God.
然后第十七节讲到，这样爱，那个爱就是神的爱，神的灵住在我们里面得以完全。
Says in this way, His love, God's love, is made complete among us.
所以我们需要得着爱的生命。
So we need to have this life that can love.
第五个。
The fifteenth.
就是我们需要有一个爱的榜样。
Is that we need to have that example of love.
所以当你蒙爱，有这个经验。
So once you're loved, you experience Him.
开始有这个理解。
You now understand what love is about.
然后神把爱的生命放在你里面。
And let God put that life of love in your life.
这是还不够。
But that's not enough.
因为你还不晓得怎么用出来。
Because you don't know how to apply that love.
怎么用出来？
How do you do that?
那个榜样在哪里？
And where's your example?
第九节到第十一节。
Verses 9-11.
这边讲到神的榜样。
Here it says.
神差他的独生子到世间来。
God showed His love among us.
使我们借着他得生。
He sent His one and only Son into the world.
神爱我们的心就在此显明。
That we might live through Him.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子。
Verse 10, this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son.
为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
As an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
然后十一节。
11?
所以他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，
It says here, dear friends,
神既是这样爱我们，
since God so loved us,
所以这是一个很完美的一个榜样，
so He is a perfect example,
我们也当彼此相爱，
we also ought to love one another,
所以这是第五个有爱的一个榜样，
so this is the fifth point in the process that we need to have an example of love.
第六，
six,
就是你开始要有一个爱的对象，
now you need to have the object whom you can love.
所以第二十节、二十一节。
In verse 21 and 21.
人若说我爱神
，If anyone says I love God，
却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎的。
Yet hate his brother, then he is a liar.
不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
二十一节告诉我们两个爱的对象。
So verse 21 tells us there are two objects whom we can love.
就是在新约给我们最大的两个诫命。
And that is the greatest commandment in the New Testament.
第一个就是要爱神。
First is to love God.
而且呢，下面说要爱弟兄。
Then it's to love your brothers.
这就是我们从神所受的命令。
And this is the command we have received from God.
爱弟兄说来容易。
It's easy to say I love my brothers.
做来很困难。
It's hard to do it.
这个其实也是今天的信息最精彩、最重要的一个部分。
And this is the key, most important part of my sharing today.
今天世界上的人。
People in this world,
来到一个同乡会，来到一个团体。
You can join any kinds of clubs or associations.
大家称兄道弟。
And you can become good friends in that organization.
就有一份情谊在那里。
It's like you have a friendship with people in that.
但是如果以后有利益的冲突。
However, if one day there is conflict in your benefit.
有争权夺利。
And you need to fight for your benefit.
有彼此看不顺眼。
And then you will lose your love for them.
彼此见怪的地方。
And then you will actually blame others for things happen.
人就拆伙了。
And then you will no longer have that friendship.
就没有爱。
There is no longer love.
但是圣经里面讲到的爱不是这种爱。
But that's not the kind of love the Bible says.
今天我们来到教会里面。
When we come to the church.
所谓的爱弟兄姐妹。
When we say I love my brother or sister.
绝对不是说因为我们都是这个教会的 members.
Not because we all are the members of this church.
所以礼仪上面弟兄跟姐妹。
So out of courtesy, we are brothers and sisters.
所以因为这个称呼我们就可以彼此相爱。
Since we call each other brothers and sisters, we should love each other.
如果是那么简单的话
this is not such a simple matter.
今天教会不会分裂。
And if that's the case, then you won't have division among churches.
教会不会有冲突。
And you should not have conflict in the church.
教会不会有问题。
And there will be no issue in the church.
而这些冲突、这些问题都提醒我们。
And all these issues and strifes reminded us.
就是当我们
is that when we
还在用人性的爱
are still love one another with a human love
来爱其他的人的时候。
To love one another with a human love.
那个挑战一来，冲突一来，考验一来。
Then when difficulties arise, challenges arise.
那个爱就不够用了。
Our love will be depleted very fast.
因为圣经讲，神就是爱。
Because the Bible says God is love.
如果他就是等于爱的话。
If He, God, is equivalent to God to love.
不管你用各种方式去考验他。
That means no matter how you test Him.
你用十字架来考验他。
Do the crucifixion?
爱还是爱。
He is still the love.
你用生死来考验他。
Through the challenge of life and death.
你用荣辱来考验他。
And through insult or glory.
或者是向犹大出卖他。
Or through betrayal.
或者是刑罚责打他。
Or punishment.
不管是了解他或误会他。
Or understanding or misunderstanding.
因为神就是爱。
No matter how you test God,
不管用什么样的方式来考验他，
because He is God, is love.
他的本质不会变。
The very nature of God will not be changed.
他的反应永远是一样的。
His reaction will always be the same.
那个意思叫做神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们其实今天，我们如果真的要爱弟兄，
if we truly love our brothers,
我们要看我们的里面。是不是那一个爱？
Then we need to examine ourselves. What kind of love I have?
如果是那样子的爱在你里面，
It's the love I have. It's God's love.
就像保罗说的，得时不得时。
Just like Paul always said, whether it's a good timing or not good timing.
他不会改变。
He does not change.
因为他里面的那个本质不会改变。
Because his very nature is not changeable.
今天我们很多的时候，我们的爱是有条件的。
Our love, human love, many times is conditional.
那个有条件的是你跟着在变。
And because the conditional love, you change.
因为你还不是爱。
Because we are not love.
你只是在学着要像爱。
We are just trying to learn to be like love.
或者是要表达那个爱的样子
出来。Or try to express love.
但是你的本质不是。
But our very nature is not love.
就好像不是黄金，你是镀金。
Just like we are not pure gold, we're plated gold.
你一试一试，再磨再磨，就磨出来了。
And when tests come upon us, one after the other, our true nature is revealed.
所以神其实要我们的转化过程。
So the transfiguration process.
最后最后，我们可以爱其他的每一个人。
At the end of this process, God will help us to be able to love everyone.
你的内心里面的世界是怎么想的？
How you think inside of you?
其实很简单的一句话。
Very simply put.
就是爱神要爱到爱神所爱。
If we truly love God, we need to love what God loves.
Yeah. 如果你能够爱神，爱到爱神所爱的。
If you can love God to the extent that you are able to love what He loves.
从那一刻开始，你不再考虑自己的喜好了。
Then you no longer worry about what you like, what you don't like.
不是考虑到你自己的选择了。
You will not worry about your selection or choice.
你唯一考虑的到底是，就是神要的是什么。
Only thing you will care is that is what does God want.
就好像约拿。
Just like Jonah.
神叫他去尼尼微，他根本不想去。
When God sent him to Nineveh, he was reluctant.
因为按照人来说，他对那些人没有爱。
Because he had no love for people in that city.
但是因为神很爱那些人。
But because God loves people in that city.
神是恨恶罪恶。
God hated sin.
但是神爱罪人。
But God loved sinners.
所以在爱里面，他要把罪人挽回。
So out of that love, he wants to bring those sinners home.
所以他解决罪人的问题。
He solved the problem of sin.
恢复关系。
Recover and restore the relationship with them.Bring them, prepare for them a place in heaven.
最后要合在一起。
At the end, we are gonna be united.
这个才是神的爱。
That's God's love.
约拿不懂。
But Jonah had no idea.
但是因为神爱这些人。
But because God's love for Nineveh.
而他是神的先知。
And he was God's servant and prophet.
所以他不得不顺从神。
So he had to obey God's command.
去爱神所爱的。
To love those whom loved by God.
即便这些人是他个人的仇敌，
Even though those people may be his enemies,
但是因为神的关系，
But because of God,
仇敌也没有关系。
It's okay to love even your own enemies.
如果今天神要你去跟人彼此相爱，
So if God asks you to love somebody,
他要你去爱的人正好是你的仇敌，
Whom happened to be your enemy,
以我们自己的人来说，我们爱不下去。
According to our human nature, we cannot do it.
因为我们有利害关系。
Because there are issues.
但是因为我们很爱主，我们体贴神的心。
Because we love God and we want to feel what's in His heart.
就因着神的缘故，就爱他。
For His sake, we are willing to love.
好像那个浪子的哥哥。
Just like the first son in of the lost son, the brother of the lost son.
按照他自己的本能。
According to his own nature,
他很难爱这个弟弟。
He had hard time loving his own little brother.
因为这个弟弟回来跟他争宠。
Because this brother came home and will compete for father's love.
而且遗产已经分完了，再分一次。
He already took his share of inheritance, but he's home now. He's taking more.
所以以大哥哥的人的立场来说，他很难去爱。
So in the older brother's heart, it's hard for him to love this younger brother.
但是这个爸爸不断的在劝他。
But this father kept on advising him. 里面
的核心的思想是什么
？And what is the main thought here?
我爱你。
Father says, "I love you."
你爱我。
You love me.
但是除了爱我不够。
But it's not enough just to love me,
你知道我很爱弟弟。
You know I love your younger brother.
如果你真的爱我
，If you truly love me,
爱到下一个地步就是说，去爱我所爱的。
Then you should love your brother whom I love.
所以那样子的话，哥哥才完成了爱的转化。
Then the brother is truly transformed in love.
所以很多的时候，我们自己以为我们守在神的身旁就够了。
And a lot of time we just thought it's okay, good enough, just stick by God's side.
在神的眼光不够。
But that's not enough for God.
那个大哥哥最标准的做法。
And that's the standard behavior of that older brother.
对合神心意的做法。
And that's something that pleases to God. Pleases God.
他应该天天观察到父亲等弟弟的时候。
He should have observed the kind of attitude the father had, waiting for the son to return.
睡不着，吃不下。
The father could not eat, could not sleep.
天天看外面，担心害怕。
And waited by the roadside, looking for the son.
他应该安慰他的父亲。
This older brother should have comforted the father's heart by saying,
交在我身上
Don't worry, daddy.
我出去把弟弟给找回
来。I will go find my brother.
啊，不管是活是死，我一定给你一个交代。
Whether he's dead or alive, I'm bringing him home.
所以他就带着使命出去把弟弟给带回来。
He should go out with a mission in heart and bring his brother home.
如果是这样子的把浪子带回来
If that's how the younger brother was brought home,
爸爸对小儿子的心意满足了。
Then father's love for the younger son is complete.
爸爸对大儿子的心也满足。
So is love for his older son.
所以今天很多时候我们还没有跨越这一步。
A lot of times that's our issue. We did not make that one step further.
耶稣在客西马尼园给我们留下一个最好的榜样。
And Jesus made a perfect example for us.
他说以道成肉身的人的角色来说。
And Jesus prayed according to a man, not to the Son of God.
我要面对明天的十字架。
He was about to face the crucifixion next day.
按照人的本性来说。
According to a man's nature.
我又不是有一种自我虐待狂。
If unless I'm self-abusive.
谁会喜欢？
Who likes to go through the crucifixion?
而且很苦。
It's such a suffering.
能的话，是人都不要。
And no man will want that kind of punishment.
但是。
But.
因为你神爱世人的。
But because Father, you love the world.
所以我必须要完成这个过程，来爱你所爱的这一些不可爱的人。
So I'm here to complete that love by loving those who are not lovable.
甚至在十字架上。
Even to die on the cross for them.
在别人的刑罚鞭伤。
And receive a punishment through whipping
跟羞辱里面
and insults.
他愿意因为爱天父的缘故
because his love for the Father
也在那个地方祷告
Jesus prayed
父啊赦免他们
Father forgive them
意思就是说我爱他们
That means he also loves us
因为他们所做的他们不知道
For they do not know what they are doing.
所以他在爱的考验里面完完全全完成了。
So Jesus passed the test of love completely and successfully.
所以今天求神也帮助我们。
So we pray that God will help us to pass the exam.
那我们在以后的日子当中。
In our days to come.
我相信随时随刻会有这样的问题出来。
We will be challenged anytime.
就好像你在路上开车。
Just when you drive on the road.
会有人闯红灯。
There are people who run through the red light.
会有人 stop sign 不停。
Or they don't stop at a stop sign.
会有人乱按你喇叭。
Or there are people press their horn.
或者会有人闯进你的车道。
And all people cutting lanes in front of you.
或者有人会用大灯不断的照你。
Or people flash their headlight against you.
让你感觉很不舒服。
And make you really upset.
但是你有一个责任。
You have a responsibility.
要平平安安的走完这一趟路。
To peacefully and safely finish your travel.
可以很协和的跟他相处。
And to keep a harmonious relationship with that person.
而且很希望你自己的手法所形成的一个作用。
And hopefully through your good manner, you will impact others.
而且不只是你，还有所有的这些守法的公民。
And not just you, but all the law-abiding citizens.
所创造的一个社区。
Will create a community.
让一个可能从国外来的一个新移民。
And that may help an immigrant.
慢慢的在这边，他的生命也改变过来。
To learn and to be changed.
他的驾驶习惯也改变过来。
And to conform to the value system here.
这是一个爱的转化
and that is the transfiguration
是一个很大的工程
process. It's a great construction project.
像我才刚刚从台湾回来
I just returned from Taiwan.
以前在台湾我们就是乱闯
In Taiwan, you know how we drive very freely.
但来到美国二十几年了
After I stay here for over two decades,
我就慢慢改变了
I have been changed.
但是回到台湾半年
And when I returned to Taiwan for only half a year,
你进到那个交通状况
once you kind of sinking to the traffic condition,
你也被迫的又变成那个样子。
I was forced to drive the old way.
所以爱的转化也是这样。
And same way when we are transformed by love.
我们都是神的儿女。
We're all children of God.
我们如果在这里面开始操练神所给我们的。
If we start to practice what God has shown us.
新的爱的关系。
To start a relationship of love with others.
当有一位完全不了解、完全不认识神的一个陌生人进到我们当中来。
When a stranger who does not know God at all walks into our chapel.
在神的怜悯，只要他留得够久。
As long as this person stays long enough.
他慢慢的一步一步的也会成为神所爱的儿女。
Hopefully this person will be transformed to become a child of love.
也会跟我们协调、跟我们一致，慢慢的走上一个。全体合一，而且合神心意的路。
And will be with us and unite with us to walk on this path of love.
所以求神帮助今天早上的信息。
May the Lord bless the message this morning.
也求神让你们有一个爱我的心。
And we pray that God have given you a heart that you can love me.
因为我知道已经超过很长的时间了。
I know I have spoken longer than usual.
Yeah, 不过但愿短短的这一段勉励。
And I pray through my encouragement this morning,
在未来的人生当中
in your future days,
不断地成为我们生命里面的回响
and these words will speak to us again and again.
我们一起来祷告
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们在天上的父神
Oh, our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢你
Thank you.
让我们纪念你
To help us to remember you this morning.
每一次我们在擘饼的聚会
Every time when we come to your table.
我们看到你的饼跟你的杯
We see the bread and the cup.
我们很清楚地知道神就是爱
We know clearly that God is love.
也因为这一份爱我们成为今天蒙恩的人
And because of love, we are now blessed people.
但是在神的恩典在神的计划里面
And in your plan of love and grace.
他并不以此为满足
You are not satisfied just by bringing us home.
耶稣自己成为一个最好的榜样
Because Jesus, you have set a great example for us.
他告诉门徒说
You told us.
我还有其他的羊在外面
That you have other sheep.
所以我需要去领他们
And you need to lead them home.
进到这个羊圈里面
Back to the fold.
使大家都成为同样的一群
So that we can become one flock.
有同样的一个牧者
To have one shepherd.
同样今天神在我们身上的旨意
And that is the heart of God on us.
要我们的生命也有这样子的转化
You want us to be changed.
我们从一个不懂的爱
To from someone who does not know love.
没有标准没有能力没有榜样
No standard, no ability, no example.
也没有对象
Nor object.
所以我们乱爱
So we love according to our own desire.
我们在这个世界上到处寻找爱的。
And we seek object to love.
爱的一个偶像。
And we even worship idols when we were looking for love.
但是今天你让我们看见。
But you have shown it to us.
在神的安排里面。
In God's arrangement.
你是爱的源头。
You are the source of all love.
你先踏出爱的第一步来爱我们。
And you have stepped that, make that first step of love for us.
让我们有机会成为蒙爱来经历爱的人。
So that we can experience love and to become your loved ones.
你又把你的圣灵把爱的能力赐给我们。
And you have given us your Holy Spirit, the ability to love.
你又留下了完美的爱的榜样在我们的面前。
And you left for us your perfect example of love.
让我们可以效法我们的主。
So that we can imitate you.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱我们的神。
To love God.With all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
成我们爱的第一个对象。
You are our first object of love.
接下来我们的爱主所爱。
Now we need to learn to love those whom loved by you.
爱我们的弟兄。
Love our brothers and sisters.
爱许多还没有信主的人。
Love people who do not know you.
很多陌生人。
Love our strangers.
甚至很有可能在人世间是我们仇敌的人。
Or even our enemies.
但是如果神爱他们。
But God, if you love them,
让我们可以愿意爱主所爱的缘故。
Then we are willing to love those whom loved by you.
就像哥哥他的十字架上。
Just like when you were on the cross.
神所给我们的榜样。
You gave us a perfect.
也像是你里给我们里面耶稣基督的生命一样。
And that is the life that now dwells inside of us.
从此以后。
From this moment and on.
我们可以在爱的功课上面。
We need to learn this love lesson.
在爱的功课上面可以得胜而有余了。
And we want to overcome and more than enough.
可以完全了。
So we can be made complete.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你教导我们。
For your teaching.
谢谢你恩待我们。
For your grace.
谢谢你建立我们。
Thank you for edifying us.
求你继续对我们说话。
Please continue to speak to us.
但愿圣灵不断地感动我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit continue to touch our heart.
一直到你的心意满足为止。
Until your heart is satisfied.
这样子的祈求祷告。
And we pray this.
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.